Continue where we left off last time. Last time we were talking about wheelchairs, crutches, all those types of things. Now, many times when people go walking at night, especially in dark areas, they have reflectors, either on their shoes or on their hats or garments, whatever, they wear reflectors. So the question is, are you allowed to wear a reflector on Shabbos? Because basically cars are reflecting the light off. So most opinions say it's not a problem wearing reflectors in Shabbos because you're not doing anything. It's bottled to the garment. You put it on before Shabbos, obviously, or it's permanently there on the shoes, let's say. And then the lights hit it, so you're not doing anything. So that's not, according to most posts, it's not a problem. Now, what happens, and this happens pretty often, somebody just called me about this before Shabbos. What's it then people need to carry medication on them sometimes? Nitroglycerin, EpiPen, insulin, all these different things. Is a person allowed to carry them on Shabbos in the street? Well, if it's forbidden to do it, then yeah, halacha will say to stay home. So the question, what's the story with that? So, by the way, most people say, unless if it's a unique situation, people should taka stay home. To stay home. What happens if it's a very important situation, you want to go to daven, you have your tzeita, whatever. So then, many poskim write, it's a very debatable issue in halacha, but many poskim hold that if you carry it differently than you would normally carry it. In other words, you can't just put it in the pocket. That's the normal way of carrying it. But what happens if you put it, let's say, you put it into a plastic bag and you stick it inside your shoe, or you put it inside your hat? So because it's not the normal way of carrying it, it's only asur midrabbanan. So because it's only rabbinically forbidden, so many people permit to go to shul for mitzvahs. But ideally, according to most opinions, just let's say to go out socially on Shabbos, you want to go eat by somebody, you just want to go visit somebody, then halacha says it's really a big problem carrying those medications. Because again, halacha says stay home. I mean, you don't have to desecrate Shabbos, but you have to go eat somewhere. Doesn't matter. Because even if it's smaller than the shear, it's still what's called chatzi shear osim min ha'Torah. Half the amount is still biblically forbidden. So ideally, if somebody needs nitroglycerin and all that, ideally they should stay home. But if they need to go out, so then they could carry it as long as they do it with a shinui. Okay? Now, this is a very interesting question that came up recently in the city to the Abanim about beepers and walkie-talkies. Now you have Lefinst Hatzolah members. Okay, Hatzolah members. Or a gun, or walkie-talkies for Shmira, Maganam, those types of organization now. And the question is, are you allowed to wear a beeper? Are you allowed to wear a walkie-talkie? Can you carry a gun with you? So this is a very, very complicated shaila. Bottom line of the shaila is, if it's mamish pikuach nefesh, if it's mamish a dangerous situation, then according to many opinions, you would be allowed to carry them in Shabbos. If it's not considered a life-endangering situation, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry them on Shabbos. That's basically the bottom line of it. If it's an emergency situation, then you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. If it's not an emergency situation, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. It's very simple. The question is, how do you define an emergency situation in today's day? So, to give you an example, in Israel, we know all the chayalim, where the frumo chayalim, all wear their guns on Shabbos. But the question is, let's say here in the city of L.A., is right now at the present situation, is it dangerous to walk in the street? For sure, a dangerous sakana? No. So therefore, it's a question. Now, Hatzolah members, it's known, they have a hetter to wear their pagers or their beepers or their whatever it is, that they cell phones, whatever. But then they're allowed to, because it could be a suffix, an emergency situation comes up, and then we'd have to go right away. You can't not get the phone call. So Hatzolah members, in most places, the Rabbanim do permit them to wear their beepers or whatever they need for the Hatzolah.
But they can bring the gun to shul on Friday.
Now, the question is, at the time when the Poway story happened and the other stories happened, so many people called, it's a corner, you have the dangerous situation in the world, the mamish, we're going to get killed in the street, everybody has to wear a gun. It's not true. I mean, let's be realistic. A story happens, one story in America, how often does it happen? Even when those stories happen a few months apart, people didn't just have Koch Nefesh throughout the whole country. Now, as we learned already in the past, according to many opinions, a gun is not muktzah. The actual gun is not muktzah. But the question is, can you carry a gun in the street? Now, if there's a native and you go by the native, so then, again, it's not a question, because then obviously you're allowed to carry a gun in the street. But if you don't go by the native, or there is no native, so now the question is, can you carry a gun in the street? So unless it's proven that it's dangerous, you're not allowed to wear it. Even if a person is a security guard for a shul, again, for him to walk outside the shul with a gun, what type of sakoni is it for sure going to happen? It's extremely doubtful. So the big shaila is it called pikuach nefesh or not? Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can mechal Shabbos. What?
But you can't ask, as you said, if it's for security purposes, it's not sakana.
Then it's not any different than anything else.
But if that person is acting on behalf of securing the kehillah, the shul, whatever it is,
that's only in a situation when it's considered dangerous. I don't think in America it's considered dangerous. The situations all around the country, to say every place in the country is a danger, I don't know.
Nebo, for example, just as a question with what's gone on recently on the other side of town, more so than this side of town, with many attacks.
So there were meetings with these people, and they wanted to say this. I don't know. I'm just saying it's not such a simple thing.
It's not simple, what you're saying. It's not
what I'm saying is it's very not clear whether it's... I can tell you what the clear halach is. If it's a dangerous situation, you can wear it in the street, and if not, not. Okay, that's the... Is it considered a sakana today? It's questionable, it's debatable.
You're wearing it in a holster, has no bearing.
That's normal way of carrying it. It's not an issue. Okay, next. Articles that are worn permanently. The example they give over here is like this. Years ago, when they pierce, they would used to pierce little girls' ears. You want to wait a minute? They used to pierce little girls' ears, but they didn't give them earrings until they were older. So they used to stick in a splinter of wood inside the ear that the hole shouldn't close up. Now, that's obviously not jewelry, but because it's worn permanently means for an extended, it could be years, until they actually got the earrings or whatever it is, so then it would be allowed to be worn on Shabbos in the street. Even though it's not really a garment, but it's worn permanently, so it's considered a garment. You make a earring hole? No. That you can't do on Shabbos. Okay. Next dinim over here is also what happens if somebody carries by mistake. They have realized in the middle of Shabbos they're walking out and they realize there's something in their pocket or what? Huh?
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. That's why there's a din. There's a din in Halacha. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. That Friday afternoon or Friday night before you leave shul, you have to check your pockets to make sure there's nothing in it. Unless if you know for sure that you didn't put anything into it.
Well, sometimes you go to shul and you put something.
So therefore, by the way, many people have a minhag, they won't put anything in the pockets in Shabbos because they shouldn't come to carry it. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you do, you have to check your pockets before you go outside or before Shabbos begins, to make sure you're not carrying anything. So now the question is, what happens? You're walking in the street, and then you realize you have something in your pocket. So let's say you go We'll give an example. Shul is private domain. Your home is a private domain. But you're walking through a public domain. Now, if somebody walks in the house to another house and they stop in the street, so then they get one sin of carrying from public, private to public, and then they get another sin from public to private. If they stop a few times, because the halacha is like this, you're not allowed to carry from private to public, public to private. That we learned already. You're also not allowed to carry what's called Dalid Ames Beshusa Rabim, 4 cubits in a public domain. The Gemara says that we don't learn out from Sukkim. That's what's called Alocha L'Meshe Mesinai. That is what's called Alocha L'Meshe Mesinai that was given to Meshe oral tradition, that you're not allowed to carry 4 Ames in a public domain, which means 6 feet in a public domain. Okay? The Rishonim, some of the Rishonim in the Gemara Shabbos, give a logic behind it. In other words, it's Alocha L'Meshe Mesinai. But like, what's the logic between them in it? So it's very simple. The Gemara says that the average height of a person is 3 Amos. If you lay down flat and you stick your hands over your head, it's 4 Amos. Average person, if they lay down in the street and they put their heads over, you know, hands over the head, sticking them out, that's another amma from on top of the head to where, okay. So altogether, that's called 4 Amos. That's the domain of a person. One of the reasons why the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that al arba amos shalom kainislei, that if you come within 4 cubits, not in a public domain, but in the off side streets, that if you walk within 4 Amos of an object, you acquire the object. Now, why do you acquire the object? So one of the logics, again, is it because when I walk, and if I would lay down flat, it's 4 Amos, so that's my domain. So therefore, if a person on Shabbos carries more than 4 Amos, it's like carrying from a private domain to a public domain. Because your domain, even though Apidin, it's Rishus Rabin. But in concept, it's like you're walking, it's your domain. Now you're going from more than 4 Amos, so you're carrying from a private to a public, and therefore you're not allowed to. So now the question is like this. So in other words, let's say for argument's sake, a person, they're going from their house to shul. Okay? So they walk, leave the house, carrying something in their pocket. They stop at a red light. So now they stop. So they carry from public, private to public. Now they keep walking 6 feet. They're carrying, again, in Rishus HaRabim, 4 Amos. Then they stop by a red light, so they stopped. Then you keep walking again, another 6 feet, is another carrying on Shabbos, right? And then finally, when you come from the street to the house, again, you're carrying then from private, public to private. So you're actually transgressing a lot of averes. But the din is that if somebody goes from public, I'm sorry, from private to private through public, but you don't stop. So I never really carried from private to public to private. I'm carrying from private to private. I never stopped, so I never put it down in a public domain. So then the halacha is, it's rabbinically forbidden. It's not biblically forbidden because you didn't stop. Remember, we learned, in order to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, you have to pick it up, take it out, and put it down. If any one of those three criteria are missing, then you're not considered carrying on Shabbos biblically. Rabbinically, yes, but not biblically.
But you shouldn't rely on that to say,
no, that's what I'm saying. For sure, rabbinically is still forbidden. But now, what happens if you walked out of shul, you're halfway home, and then you realize I'm carrying something in my pocket? So then is, the first thing you should do is, if you can, sometime, we'll see, there's a lot of these getting later, but there's a lot of details. But ideally, you shouldn't stop. Just keep walking, even by the red light, just like the joggers do. They walk around. Then at least you're only rabbinically transgressing it. Another thing would be if you can somehow walk to a makom ptur. Remember, makom ptur is something that's not four tvachim by four tvachim, and it, you know, right, you know, whatever. It's not four tvachim by four tvachim. That's called a makom ptur. So yeah, parking meter. So if you're able to walk, and while you're walking, put it down in the makom ptur. So again, you didn't do anything wrong, because you're allowed to carry from Rishus Rabbim to makom ptur.
Or, what if it's money?
So then, no, you can, in a practical way, because then you can just turn the pocket inside out and the money falls off by itself. But then the problem is you're making the money fall on the ground, so that's putting it down.
Right. But how long should you just stop?
You shouldn't stop anything.
No, I'm saying, and if you do stop, it's very
loud. If you stop already by mistake, so you, then the best thing is take the thing, put it out of your pocket, and put it in the street where you are, because you already stopped. You already made the hanocha. So just do that. Okay.
Or you could just walk less than six apart. Just keep on stopping, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No.